Hi, we have our friend here, Christopher, and he is a former opioid user, and he's going to be answering some questions for us today. Christopher is not his real name, however, that's just to conceal his identity. So, let's get started.
All right, Christopher, my first question is, do you have any experience treating opioid addiction?
Yeah, I have some experience treating opioid addiction, mainly just my own, though.
Okay. Have you or someone you know ever been negatively affected by opioids?
Yeah, I've a couple friends that have been negatively affected by all of that, including myself. A few have died, too.
Wow. Is there a specific opioid that you consider the most harmful?
Probably fentanyl, honestly. But fentanyl has been the case for many doses, and they're always, like, lacing other stuff with that, and, like Xanax and cocaine and all that. And so, like, when people who don't even use opioids, like, do that stuff, they die because of it.
How, if possible, can we slow down the opioid crisis in general?
Ways to really help people is be patient with them when they're going through withdrawals and when they're, like, trying to get off of the stuff, because it's not something that you can just completely cut off. Like, your body can be seriously harmed from that, and it could be a lot more difficult if you just, like, do it in small increments.
Okay. Does Buncombe County take any extra initiatives to aid the growing opioid problem?
Yeah, they help with a lot of it. The police have kind of been on homeless people's cases a lot of, like, the recent times, but there's still, like, rehab programs and people who try to help out with that kind of stuff.
Okay, so, Christopher, what would you say is the most common opioid you see abused the most?
Honestly, probably things like oxycodone and Percocets, because they're prescribed straight to people for a lot of small injuries that they don't even need them for, and they just get hooked on them.
And, do you think opioids do more harm than good?
In a lot of cases, I do think that, because of sort of a lot of people get hooked on them, even when they do need them for their pain. But there is things that offer more healthy ways, even though it might not take all the pain away completely. You can use things like CBD or just marijuana.
And what do you think the reason for the large spike in opioid abuse over the past decade would be?
Probably just because Big Pharma is trying to make money, and also because just they want to solve people's problems, but it doesn't really make anything worse. It takes away the pain, but then it just causes a lot more later on.
And what would you do in the case of an opioid overdose?
Well, I would probably not call the police, but try to take whoever was overdosing to the hospital, because they, instead of calling the police, who will take violence as sort of an answer and just arrest the people for doing the drugs, the hospital will actually help them.
And have you ever had to witness or even help someone during an opioid overdose?
I have, yes, a few times. One of my friends overdosed on heroin.
What did you have to do?
I didn't really know what to do. I was also on heroin at the time, and we were just sort of in the woods, and I didn't really know what to do, and he also died.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for your time.